Right now, though, let's determine the emergency break of the week.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
If you have a romantic story to tell Ben Bridge, or to tell...
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment...
He lost sight of his eyes when he was... Or in his eyes. I guess lost...
What does that mean? You okay?
He lost his vision.
By a wheels-off comment...
It says Room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
A wheels-off comment...
Yeah, Romo.
Or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
The Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates, and you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. All three of the candidates this week, this is a very special week, come to us from that morning show known as the Dunham and Miller Morning Uh-oh. Show. And candidate number one is Joyce, is it Joyce Durham?
You know, it's you, George Dunham.
I'm up for an e-break. I've been, I don't know about y'all, but I've been fighting allergies for the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Just something fierce.
We've heard this before at the ticket.
Nah, this doesn't count as being sick. I feel fine. It's just doggone allergies are driving me crazy. And when we were doing the ranch report last week with Todd Archer, I got a little choked up.
I talked to Rayfield Wright about it a couple weeks ago when they moved from the Cotton Bowl to the Texas Stadium, and he says it did for them because they didn't want somebody else to come in and, I think his term was, kick the doors down and beat us bad. So maybe there is something to it. We'll certainly find out on Sunday and throughout the course of the season. But I'm a little skeptical about it, but I think there might be something there. And if someone like Rayfield Wright says it's true, then I guess you got to believe a Hall of Famer a little bit, too.
Yeah, I'm skeptical, too. I could see maybe for one game, but over the course of a season, you're the team that you are. You know, if you're a mediocre team. Oh, whoa.
George, are you okay?
Yeah. I just got a little choked up.
Are you eating on the air? Is that what's going on over there?
No. No, I'm just choked up. I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about.
On the e-break next week?
All right, clear. Look out for next week.
We got to paddle it.
Oh. But no, I'm saying I'm skeptical. That's what I'm saying.
All that.
Hey, you can hear how stoved up I was. Still am.
H1N1?
No. No, no. Because I don't have fever or anything like that. It's just
SARS.
Yes, Rich, constant SARS from allergies. That's what it is.
Glad we cleared that up.
Which brings us to candidate number two. Gordo was doing the very uncomfortable story about the fertility clinic, and somehow they switched the fertilized egg that they put inside two women.
What?
They had the wrong egg. They had the egg of one couple put into the other couple, and it was a very uncomfortable story. But it wasn't as crazy as Junior made the story earlier this week.
Finally, around 4 p.m., Carolyn's husband, Sean, gets the call at work. So the doctor tells him the news.
Chupacabra?
What?
She's pregnant with Chupacabra? Is that the shocking news?
I don't know. That's the weirdest thing you've said in a long time.
Has to be. Has to be the weirdest thing.
Well, I mean, you've teased it.
It was as if Chupacabra was right on the tip of your brain from the very beginning of the story, and you finally had your outlet to say it.
You teased it as something shocking inside this woman, so I'm guessing when they got the pregnancy test back, it couldn't just be a human being. That wouldn't be shocking. So it's got to be something like Chupacabra.
I got to make some notes. Junior needs to be ripped. Okay.
George, you and I need to go in and talk to Kat. It's now gotten to that point.
Intervention time.
Yeah, it's now.
Was that really a bad guess?
Yes. It's horrible.
Terrible. Why?
Because there was no chance that was true.
I still don't understand.
That was taken out of context. The whole tease was, you won't believe what was inside of this woman.
Mark.
So well, it had to be something crazy.
No one believes that. So yes, I mean, you're correct. That was a good guess in
Thank
the sense
you.
That
Thank
no
you.
One would believe that that's inside
That's
the
all I wanted to hear, that it was a good guess.
Horrible. Okay. Candidate number three is one Jeremy Moran.
Well, I protest this.
You have no grounds to protest because this is another disturbing story. Was this in Tennessee or Kentucky where the guy working for the census was found hanging?
I think Kentucky. Not sure.
And he had fed.
He was a government employee.
Government employee was found hanging from a tree, I guess. And they had spray painted the word fed on him, which we all identify with. He works for the federal government. That is anyone with a brain, unlike Jer.
And they found him hanging from a tree and the word fed scrawled across his chest.
So he fed him before he died. That's not what the sign meant?
Bill Sparkman was this human's name.
This guy just trying to do his job, Jeremy.
They found him in a remote patch of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Jer, I'm going to halfway defend you.
Bill Sparkman was a man.
How could you possibly defend
because
that? It's a disturbing story.
That was a finely handcrafted joke. It's just
Thank
that
you,
the
Junior.
Timing was awful.
There's no handcrafting of that.
The fact that the detail of the story was that a man died, then
and his widow was on hold. She was going to join us.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was just.
I apologize. I haven't been in this business that long, so I'm still working on timing.
Well, you just keep working on it, and be careful when you turn on that microphone.
Okay.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Giorgio, Junior, or Jer, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I would like to vote for Bob's front bottom.
Not a candidate, Bob's? Sir. Not a candidate. Hi. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Buenos dias, this is the sharecropper. I want to vote for the Jebinator.
Buenos dias to you. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Urine.
Feel better now? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to vote for Panicky George on Craig's porch.
Still my favorite.
Are we counting
bit?
That? That's not that's
a visual imagery.
Stupid.
What is that story?
It's George showing up on your porch at about 2:33 in the morning, and he's all sweaty, covered with dirt and blood, and crying and shaking and saying, "I need help. I messed up. Stop breathing.
That's the funniest damn thing I've heard in months. That's hilarious, Gordon.
I messed up.
Yeah, linking me with some sort of mishap and possible murder. That's just as freaking hilarious.
Gosh.
Oh, so we count
obviously
that
I've touched a nerve there.
No, that's just disturbing and not funny.
Oh.
And then you celebrate it like it's some big comedic genius moment.
Now, he never specifically says that you've murdered anybody.
Yes, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, you implied it, and you've implied it a million times. It's not funny. Now, my question is that a vote or not? Because he said it's... Oh, yeah, do some more. Yeah, this is going to be good. Hey, everyone be quiet. Here we go. Here
what?
We go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
George Dunham needs to be ripped.
Is that a vote for me? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for George's placenta facial.
Oh, yes. You were going to get a placenta
now,
facial
let's tell
for
that
tickets.
Story,
this is the last time I'm up for an e-break because everyone just loves just jumping on my pile.
You volunteered for a placenta facial at ticket
Hi, you're
stock.
On Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, the only one that wasn't a finely handcrafted joke was Jub-Jub, so give it to the Frumious Branderson.
Wow. Nice Lewis Carroll reference.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hey, we're going to go with Jeremy. That was a giggle. Good job.
Thank you.
Don't tell him good job. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, it's K-Fed. Tell George to calm down.
It's Kevin Federline, apparently.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to buy the book.
Hold
well, you're
call back
you
there.
We'll put you on hold, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Jer eating Patrick Swayze's pancreas.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Okay, you've gone too far.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Is this ticket tradio? I have a turd in the shape of a lowercase J.
That's so
bad offer.
Horrible, sir.
Nobody wants
Never
that.
Never try to trade for that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I'd like to vote for Big Strong Jeremy.
Thank you, sir. That's the way.
What is our score?
Three for me, or four for me, three for Jer. Hi, you're on the ticket.
It's Chupacabra.
There's a chupacabra. Vote for a junior there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I want to vote for the e-break.
Yeah.
I want to vote for Jerry. At least the guy didn't die hungry.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hello?
Yep.
Can I vote?
Yep.
Right now?
Yep.
Am I the heir?
Yep.
I want to vote for Craig Miller.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Murdering George.
Whoa.
Now, he's not a candidate.
He's specified
that character, is not a candidate. That's an undervote.
Craig.
Hi, you're on the
I
ticket.
Need your help.
Hi, you're on
I'd
the
like to vote for Jab M. Fupa.
Wow. Okay, well, I don't know if that's an official
that
character
wrong.
Either, but I guess we have a winner.
Hang in there, Jer.
Okay, how many wins is that for me? Because I am no longer competing in this. Everyone just likes to vote for me and put in some sort of bid.
I'm not competing either.
That is the sixth win this year for Chief Wakabivsky. More wins than anyone in 2009.
All right, let's give a listen to this choked up moment.
I talked to Rayfield Wright about it a couple weeks ago when they moved from the Cotton Bowl in the Texas Stadium, and he says it did for them because they didn't want somebody else to come in and, I think his term was, kick the doors down and beat us bad. So maybe there is something to it. We'll certainly find out on Sunday and throughout the course of the season. But I'm a little skeptical about it, but I think there might be something there. And if someone like Rayfield Wright says it's true, then I guess you got to believe a Hall of Famer a little bit, too.
Yeah, I'm skeptical, too. I could see maybe for one game, but over the course of a season, you're the team that you are. You know, if you're a mediocre team. Oh, whoa.
George, are you okay?
Yeah. I just got a little choked up.
Are you eating on the air? Is that what's going on over there?
No, I'm just choked up. I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about.
The e-break next week?
All right, clear. Look out for next week.
We got to paddle it.
Oh. But no, I'm saying I'm skeptical.
By the way, you Brenda Teal'd it. Back to back.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very
impressive.
Much. Thank you, everybody.
Courage.